There was a man called Larry who noticed that there were some flyers up for a revival church meeting happening in the next town over with a visiting guest preacher. Intrigued, he goes along and listens to the preacher. After a while, the preacher asks if there's anyone who needs prayer to come forward to the altar and to receive it. And so Larry gets in line. And when it's his turn, the preacher asks him, "What would you like me to pray about?" Larry replies, "Preacher, I need you to pray for my hearing." The preacher puts one hand on Larry's ear and places the other hand on the top of Larry's head and prays, and then prays some more. After a few minutes, the preacher removes his hands, stands back and asks Larry, "How is your hearing now?" "I don't know, Pastor," Larry replied. "The court date is next Wednesday." Prayer is an amazing thing, although perhaps we can sometimes feel a bit like that visiting preacher might have afterwards, and question ourselves, "Did I get that right?" The question of prayer is an important one for the disciples also, famously asking Jesus, "Teach us how to pray," with what following becoming one of the most known prayers in all the world, the Lord's Prayer. Well, our gospel reading today comes from John 17, and it contains another prayer in it, also a famous prayer of Jesus, this one known as the High Priestly Prayer. In these verses from today's reading, Jesus is very aware that he will soon leave his disciples. And so in this situation, he brings them before his Father in prayer. This prayer of Jesus has always caught my interest because it's a snapshot into how and into what Jesus prayed. Instead of Jesus teaching us how to pray, here we see Jesus praying his own prayer to his Father. And in this prayer, we get a glimpse of the intimacy between Jesus and the Father. And we are listening in on this prayer, on this conversation that is happening. And in it we see Jesus' concerns for his disciples. He's concerned for them is the same concern that he has for us. And so in many ways this is a prayer which stretches forth over the ages, encompassing not just his disciples then, but also all of those who will become disciples of Jesus. And so it's a prayer also for us. Jesus was holding his disciples close to his heart when he interceded on their behalf before God the Father. And the same is true for us. Today we mark Ascension Sunday, remembering Jesus' ascension into heaven, where he still intercedes for us today. The book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus always lives to make intercessions for us. Jesus is constantly bringing his disciples, you and me, before his Father. Jesus' prayer here is very specific. It's a prayer of belonging. Despite John's Gospel telling us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, this isn't a prayer for the whole world, or as its words say, for those who belong to the world. It is instead a prayer for those who belong to God. It's a prayer concerning Jesus' desire for his church, for its identity, and for how it should act. So what is that identity, and how should we as the church act? Well, Jesus' desire is that our identity would not be in the world or in worldly things, but our identity should be in God. At the heart of Jesus' desire for us is unity. His words say, "Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." It is by belonging to and keeping our identity in God that we are protected from worldliness, those constant choices that we make to trust in God and to in turn keep our eyes onto him. And so by focusing on the goodness of God, we can avoid those idols or temptations of the world. And yet God's desire is for us to go forth into the world, heading forward with the command that was given at Christ's ascension, that we would take his light into all the world. Jesus prays that as he was sent into the world, so also he sends us. Belonging to God has great ramifications for our actions. It means we take part in God's mission to the world, allowing us to go into the world as those who bring about change, rather than as those who are changed by the world. We only need to turn on the TV or radio for a few moments to be reminded of how desperately this world needs the light of Christ. Belonging to God doesn't just affect the way we interact with the world around us, but it also changes the way we interact with each other, with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Because if we belong to God, then we also in some way belong to each other. As Christ prayed, so that they may be one. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the famous German pastor who was killed by the Nazi regime in 1945, just before the end of the Second World War, wrote a wonderful little book called Life Together, drawn from his experience of living in a Christian community. And in this book, he teaches that as Christians, we need to live lives in unity with one another, because each one of us is a carrier of God's Holy Spirit. And so each one of us offers to the other an opportunity to encounter God through our own lives. We need God's Holy Spirit to help us to live lives of faith, and we need God's Holy Spirit working through the lives of all of Christ's church, each one of us bringing something of worth, offering to each other new insights of faith, each one revealing something of God to the other. Prayer can be for us a place to anchor our identity in God, and through it we grow in the likeness of God, which in turn blesses those around us in the church, but also the wider world. And so whatever situation we find ourselves in, we know that God, our Heavenly Father, will be listening to us. Amen.